Good evening. My name is Larry Moore. I'm the Director of Music Ministries here at Main Street. You were probably expecting to see Pastor Phil. As a matter of fact, up until about lunchtime today, all of us were expecting to see Pastor Phil. But Pastor Phil has the flu. And he made the wise choice, with not just but a little bit of persuasion from our congregational nurse, Lee Roberts, that it would be best to protect not only his health, but the health of those gathered here this evening, to take his flu and go to bed. And so he is with us tonight in spirit, but will not be with us tonight. He will not be present here tonight. But we are going to press forward nonetheless. Our service will be a little bit abbreviated. There will be a couple of things that we will not be doing tonight. But we are here not to simply check off items on a piece of paper, but to worship on this, one of the most holy nights of the entire year. So I'm going to ask you now, before we begin, to take a moment of silence, to center your hearts and minds, to say a prayer for Pastor Phil's recovery and all of those others who are sick and who can't be with us tonight. And then in a moment, we will stand and sing our call to worship. Dear friends, please stand as we sing a verse of O Come, O Ye Faithful, as you find it in the bulletin.
As the friends of God, let us bless the Lord. Blessed be God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen. Be not afraid, said the angel to the shepherds, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Our processional hymn is number 238, Angels We Have Heard on High.
Thank you.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, send into the darkness of this troubled world the light of your Son. Let the star of hope touch the minds of all people with the bright beams of mercy and truth. So direct our steps that we may ever walk in the way revealed to us. As the shepherds of Bethlehem walked with joy to the manger of Christ Jesus, who now reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
We light the Advent candle again tonight as we remember. The first Advent candle is one of hope, and we began to wait. This candle reminds us that the prophet Isaiah was longing for God's presence too. It reminds us that the people in the early church were also longing for God's presence. This candle is a symbol for our own longing for God to be here with us. We wait in hope for God to surprise us and to break into our lives. The second candle is one of peace and reminds us that our dreams for peace in the world and that of Jesus, the Prince of Peace, is coming. This candle is a symbol of God's promise of peace, comfort, and strength. The third candle is for joy and to remind us that God wants us to rejoice even when that feels hard to do. This candle is a symbol of the joy that comes when God is with us. The fourth candle is one of love, and the circle is complete. It is a love that has no ending, that lives on in the young and old, not just at Christmas, but throughout the year.
Hear the word of the Lord from Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born to us, a son is given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace. Let us pray together. God of hope, God of peace, God of joy, and God of love, our time of waiting is almost over. May we as your people proclaim your greatness. May we see you in those who are weak, humble, poor, and hungry, who come empty-handed, expect to be fed. We pray for the light of the world to shine into our lives, and then through our lives into the darkness of the world. May the Word indeed become flesh and dwell among us. Amen.
Those of you who know me well have probably heard me say upon several occasions that God has written a story. God is continuing to write a story, and we are a part of that story. So listen now and remember this portion of God's story as written by Luke. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. After 8 days had passed, it was time to circumcise the child, and he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please remain seated as we sing carol number 240, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. How many of you can sing that without thinking of the closing scene from A Charlie Brown Christmas? Our offering this evening is designated to go to the General Mission Fund of Main Street United Methodist Church, which benefits missions both here in Greenwood and around the world. So I invite our ushers now to come and receive your gifts. Our United Methodist Book of Discipline states that the consecration of the communion elements is to be done only by an ordained elder. This action is usually done during the Great Thanksgiving. Before he left for the day, Pastor Phil blessed the bread and cup that we will use in Holy Communion. But let me assure you that in doing so, he neither breathed on nor touched those elements. And so we will move past the Great Thanksgiving and directly into the distribution of the elements. As you've heard Pastor Phil say so often, our etiquette is quite simple. You'll be guided down the center aisle by our ushers. As you approach one of the four serving stations, place one hand upon the other and extend it. A piece of bread will be placed there. Because we do not take communion, we receive communion. Dip the piece of bread in the juice and return to your seat by the outside aisle. As United Methodists, we celebrate an open table. This means that you do not have to be a member of this church, nor of the United Methodist Church, to receive communion. All baptized Christians are welcome at this table. As soon as our servers are in their position, the ushers will direct you, and you now may be seated.
Thank you.
prepare for the lighting of the Christ candle, I will ask that the room be darkened. As the darkness grows and overcomes the light, let us consider some of those who know far too much darkness in their lives. The homeless in our city and all around the world. The forgotten poor and elderly, those who are dying, and those who are grieving. Those who are victims of violence, particularly innocent children. Victims of violence from gangs and wars and terrorism in our own city and around the world. Those who are held hostage by addiction and mental illness. And those who are captured by incurable diseases, cancer, and AIDS. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Look, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. Thanks be to God, who gives us the light in Christ Jesus, our Savior.
Thank you.
light of him who is the light has been spread among many and drives away the darkness. Would the ushers bring up the light slightly, please? And would you extinguish your candle and stand? I leave you now with this blessing. The joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the Magi, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas. And the blessings of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.